Yep, at 80 for 4, I think we were in the first session. We were pretty happy, especially with the decision to bowl first. We wanted to make first use of the wicket because it was a bit greener than probably they are traditionally here. And it looked a good decision, particularly after the first ball when we got that wicket. Then after lunch, it sort of settled down a little bit, and I thought they batted pretty well, applied themselves well. But again, that frustration of getting a team 7 down and looking to be in the driving seat and not being clinical enough and finishing the job off has been a little bit frustrating. We sort of went to a different plan. We went short instead of getting away from, and went away from our traditional plan of just bowling top off stump for long periods of time, and that probably cost us in the end.
Yeah, Ed Barnard, the pick of your bowling today, I thought figures matched it, but I thought he bowled really well.
I thought that's the best Ez looked probably this season for a little while. He ran in with a lot more vigour, he hit the pitch hard, got good rewards for bowling a really good line of length, simple as that, and it was great to see him finally get those 4 wickets, and I hope he can get one more and get his first 5 because he hasn't got one in first class cricket yet and he deserves one.
Was there much discussion about what you were going to do this morning? Bat or ball?
Yeah, a little bit of discussion, particularly with the result here previously was in the back of our minds. The wicket apparently looked a little bit similar, but a little greener. So that was in the forefront of our minds. And we just thought, with our seam attack, let's make first use of it, because generally they get better to bat on here. And it does look like it is getting better to bat on. So I think it was the right decision. We just probably didn't execute our plans as well as we could have done on day one.
A couple of chances went down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess... it happens. No one means to drop a catch, but if that one sticks when you know Jack Taylor's on 15, then it's maybe a different looking day. But take my hat off to him. He played another terrific knock. He really, really likes playing against Worcester. I think there might be 300s on the bounce against us. So we need to get him early in the morning, finish this off quickly, and then get batting on this good wicket.